and you join us now, making our way to the pond side. I'd like to say hello on my behalf, and on my companion also.
I'd like to say hello as well, actually, on my own behalf. Well, we're descending down the main parade into the arena. There seems to be quite a gathering for us. Everybody's very keen to catch every moment of this. It's likely to be an extraordinary day.
Of course, this being the 143rd Grand Owl Parade being held here in the traditional location of the Queen's Park Arena. A vast lake stretching out almost as far as the eye can see, with flocks of gulls, pigeons, even some young swans there near the front.
And we take a seat in our commentary box.
Quite a programme we've got here for you today. There'll be several arrivals, of course, as traditional, starting with the sea owls, who'll be arriving first, and then followed on by the lesser birds, slowly progressing down through the ranks towards the starlings.
One of the pigeons just setting off to the other side of the lake. The pigeons here in force to keep everybody secure and make sure everything's running smoothly.
Quite formidable, these security arrangements today. Some 130,000 pigeons keeping watch over the event, making sure nothing untoward takes place. It's important, of course, to mention the role of the pigeons, often overlooked on such events. Without them, of course, this wouldn't be possible.
We seem to have rid the parade of any hooliganism problems. It was, of course, threatening the existence of the parade itself a couple of years ago.
It certainly was. I remember those dark days. And here we go. And a hush falls over the crowd. And as we can see now, the Queen has taken her seat among her fellow owls. And yes, we see a slight movement from the head wren there down in the centre of the pond, signalling the arrival of the main parade. A small tip of the beak, and in comes the procession. And what a magnificent sight it is, as the owls swoop majestically at the far end of the avenue, making their way slowly and serenely into the arena. The owls, of course, chosen for this role due to their superior wing characteristics, primary wing feathers, of course, allowing them to move with great power and precision amongst the oaks on the Grand Avenue.
Yes. And the secondary wing feathers giving them an immense stability in the air.
Indeed.
We're quite lucky today to have very gentle winds, but even in a strong wind, the owls would be able to pull off all the manoeuvres we're going to see today.
Of course. The cloud base today, sitting at around 300 feet, should allow the owls to maintain their full altitude throughout the procession, and we'll have a grand view from here.
And they've separated, a successful separation there, grouping off into threes and heading in opposite directions. I expect, yes, there they go, they're turning and heading towards each other now. And they pull up and head into the skies.
Wow, a fantastic figure of eight display there, right over the centre of the main arena. An absolutely fantastic sight.
You may have noticed some gulls have moved into the perimeters of the lake, just in case of any problems. Pigeons dealing with the crowd security, gulls dealing with any safety issues that might arise, but I'm sure everything's going to be fine.
I'll have to interrupt you then. There seems to be a raucous erupting there at the far, most unusual. Some geese seem to be, they've perhaps come for some kind of demonstration against the owl parade, making quite a racket at the top of the pond. Hopefully the pigeons will have it under control and we'll be able to proceed with the day's events without any more interruptions.
I must say, I would have hoped for some pigeons to have moved in a little quicker than this. The gulls seem to be swooping in. There's one main troublemaker over there, a big white goose, stood quite proud at the moment. He seems to be a little distressed. We didn't really need this sort of commotion, particularly at the start of the day. I was hoping everything was going to run a little smoother. I think everything's quietening down a little bit and we can draw our attention back to the main parade.
And as the owls now pass the elms on the perimeter of the main arena, They'll fly past the royal box, and if we look closely, we can see the Queen just rising slightly to get a better view of the procession as it passes by.
Yes, cocking her head slightly to the left and to the right as they move across.
And those wingtips, of course, coming within perhaps 15 feet of the royal box, she'll have a fantastic view from there. And you can see from the slight smile on her beak, she must be enjoying the day's events.
And of course, almost has actually been quoted as top of the bill today. Surprisingly, not the owls, but some ravens coming in from London. I'm not quite sure what they've got prepared for us, but there's a rumour of doing a few little sideshows amongst the crowd.
Of course, important to mention the crowd at such an event. They play such an important part in generating the atmosphere here for the main owl parade. Buying seed and grain from many of the stalls set out around the showground, they'll be able to throw up into the beaks of the lead owl.
There's seed and grain. There's also some wheat and barley stalls that are dotted around the edge of the arenas. And I see a lot of the young birds in the audience have got a few bags of that ready.
Of course, parsley a favourite now amongst some of the younger birds.
Yes, but unfortunately banned from being distributed amongst the crowd. The pigeons have been searching birds coming in, make sure there's no parsley on them. Obviously it can distract the owls as they're going about their displays.
And now the owls making their final circuit of the arena, preparing for the landing in the centre of the pond. This kind of manoeuvre is incredibly difficult. The owls' wing feathers, of course, allowing them to position themselves with incredible accuracy onto the water. We can see as they land now, there's barely a ripple running along the surface of
that
the water.
It really is superb, actually, isn't it? They didn't break the water. And almost a silent landing as well, wasn't it?
And of course, now the owls have landed, making way for some of the more dramatic events of the day. We'll be having the crow display, shortly followed by the small partridges. The crows, of course, well known for their daredevil displays, plummeting into the stadium at speeds up to 27 knots. Very, very exhilarating for those at the front of the audience.
Very exciting.
But of course, everything here today is carried out with extreme precision and utmost regard for safety. These crows will have been training for perhaps 15 years for this date, this being possibly the pinnacle of their career. And they're plummeting down now past the pines and the larches, swooping
in. That really is superb, isn't it?
Look at that display of speed. They're just...
I'm just blown away by the speed.
Almost touching the beaks of some of the younger members.
Oh, that is stunning. I certainly wouldn't trust these sort of manoeuvres on anything but the crow. Yes, you really would trust a crow with your life, wouldn't you?
True. Oh, and here come some of the starlings. A vast array swooping over the stadium as a backdrop to the crows' display. Quite fantastic.
Some of the crowd almost toppling over there, looking as the starlings fly directly overhead. It really was. You don't want to miss a minute of this.
And it's all action now as some seagulls come hawking into the stadium in a somewhat random display, flying hither and thither. And of course the falcons on the flanks there.
Falcons
just
on
making
the flanks.
Sure that some of these high speed displays stay within the limits of safety.
That really is in the distance there, some incredible swooping being demonstrated by the buzzards. They can swoop from anything like 200 feet right down to a foot of the ground. They really do have complete precision control.
It's important to mention to any younger viewers watching from home, watching from your nests, that all of the birds flying today are professionals, and please don't attempt any of these feats at home. Of course, the Queen using her talons to great effect here. We can see on the big screen close up some of the welcoming gestures she's making. Just a small wave of the talons is enough to show her appreciation. Well, what's happening here?
There's a couple of wrens just flown in the middle of the lake. They're not supposed to be there. I don't know where they've come from. Oh, they seem to be having a bit of a squabble with each other.
And you can see the efficiency of the pigeons there.
Yes, they've moved in very quickly,
ushering the wrens to the side. Now it's time for some of the waterborne displays. We'll be having a procession of swans, followed by some of the lesser waterfowl. We'll have some ducks and some mallards, perhaps a few green tips as well, to finish off.
And there they are, in the far distance there, some gulls demonstrating some head dunking. Two of them there in perfect synchronicity. Obviously a great skill, and also a marvellous way to clean your feathers off.
It certainly is.
When you're out in the wild, you can certainly pick up a lot of grime, and the water's also good for shaking off some of those stray feathers that are on the way out but not letting go. And once you've had a good dunk in the water and got yourself out again, you'll look like brand new.
And a lull in the proceedings now. Perhaps time to think about some of the events of yesteryear, some of the great flights that we saw from Charlie Longbeak.
He really was a great flyer, and it really is fitting tribute that the grand avenue that most of the parade comes across is witnessed by his statue that was erected in his memory. It's great to see him up on that far hill looking down upon us all, and he clearly...
You can certainly feel his spirit.
You can.
Here today.
Everybody's flying with him in mind. And it really does attract visitors from far and wide. Some have been known to interrupt their migration just to get here.
All of the different bird varieties that are here today are going to fly together in one grand display, a final flyover past the crowd to salute the audience on their way out of the arena on what has been the most magnificent 148 grand owl procession. We've seen some fine flying, some fantastic acrobatic manoeuvres. I really have enjoyed myself. It's been a fantastic day.
Yes, it's been a spectacular day. And I look very much forward to next year. And so from me...
And from me.
A very, very warm and pleasant goodbye.
Goodbye to you all.
Goodbye.